Well, good morning. I hope everybody slept well, and just looking out those windows at the dining room, it's pretty spectacular, isn't it? I said I was going to mention what I shared with the three gals who catered our food last night. Now, they won't be here today. We're going to get another group, which is great. So I went in the kitchen, and first, as I mentioned to you guys last night, and I complimented them on the great job they did, and chatted with them for a while. And then I said, I have something for you if you would like it. And, you know, they look like, well, what's that? And so, did you get your, and they're right over in the corner, and we have a lot of these for you. They're free. Just grab some. But I said, did you get your packet of $100 million? And they go, huh? Well, you know, like, they look at you like, what? And, well, actually, it's way, and I gave them one. And I said, open up to the first page. And you open up the first page, and it's the Gospel of John. And they go, oh, the Gospel of John. And the one gal had a little necklace with a little crucifix. She was like super excited. She goes, oh my gosh, the Gospel of John. If you have time with them, have them read the first four or five verses of the Gospel of John. And if you have time, have them then read it and play and replace every word that says word with Jesus and the pronoun he or him with Jesus. And then have them read it again. And I've done that many times. It blows people away. It gives them a picture of who Jesus is in those first four or five verses in the Gospel of John. And then I said, and did you get your million-dollar bill? And, you know, and everybody, you know, smiles or laughs or whatever. And I said, well, actually, it's way better than just the $1 million. I said, it's got the gospel on the back. And this one, by the way, is actually one where the gospel is in Spanish. Because, you know, we run into lots of people that, you know, speak Spanish very well. I mean, people, gardeners that come over to your house or people around the neighborhood and stuff. So these are valuable. And just the regular ones with Ben Franklin, these are my favorite. You know, you can just have them in your pocket. Fold them and have them in your pocket wherever you're going. Going to go to Home Depot and just say, hey, did you get your $1 million bill? And they go, huh? So anyway, and then if you have to use a bathroom somewhere, you know those little stainless steel things that are mounted on the wall that have the toilet seat covers in them? You know, you pull out the toilet seat covers. You can just slip these right in the little stainless steel lip, you know? So the next guy that comes in is going to go, what's that? And they'll all take it because they know whoever put it in there, they know they can wash their hands afterwards. So anyway, but they'll pull them out. And so this one just happens to be a $1 trillion bill. Okay, so anyway. But the best part is this. This is steps to peace with God. And the girls last night, what I did is I said, and I lowered my voice, and I said, this is what literally changed my life. This is the gospel. And then I told them what, and everyone in here has a testimony, and whatever that is, just share it with them in a minute or so, and you can condense it. And that's what I did. I shared my testimony with those girls, and they were absolutely silent. And I said, it radically changed my life. And I said, and I was one of those guys. You've heard that term, born again. And I said to them, I hated that term. And then I paused. And then I said, until it happened to me. And so I said, so I'd like for you to have this. And they all readily accepted it. And then I gave the three of them a good gratuity, thanking them on behalf of all of the men. So anyway, they went away and they were pretty excited. So easy to do, fun to do. And after you do that, you're like, you know, I mean, Winston and I have talked about it. You know, after you do this stuff, you're like, you know, you have a lighter step, and it's exciting. It's fun. And to date, you know, I've done it at Home Depot. I do it at Bank of America. I do it, you know, at Sam's Club, whatever. No one has punched me yet. So that's a good thing. So anyway. Okay, before we bring up our speaker, Jim, I'm going to pass this around, like I mentioned last night, and I'll put one up the front, and you can just start passing around. I'll put one at the back. There's envelopes, and these, totally optional, where we give, you know, where we collect some funds that we give to the staff every year. So, and it's totally optional. Then I have a card that I'm going to pass around, and if you just open up the card and just sign it, and then we give it to them with the card. And this just happens to be a Christmas card, but it's pretty cool. The front of it says, when you get right down to it, the only thing that really matters is Jesus. Isn't that the truth? Really, when you get down to it, that is the only thing that matters, and it's Jesus. So I'm gonna pass that. Can you put give one of the envelopes to the back, and then we can pass this one to the front. Okay. I think that's about it. By the way, too, everyone gets nervous on, you know, handing out tracts or even the million-dollar bills. That's perfectly normal. So, like I said, if you want to start someplace, just do it like I mentioned, where you can, you know, you can put it, slip it in that, you know, toilet seat cover container. You know, no one sees you, and that is a great way to get started if you feel a little uncomfortable. But I remember reading a short article where a guy came back from Afghanistan, and he had like three or four tours over there. He was a special forces guy, and he had amazing stories of what he had done in Afghanistan. And then when he got a Christian guy, when he got really convicted that he needs to be sharing the gospel, he then said, you know what? I thought my job, the job I had in Afghanistan, was nerve-wracking. He said, sharing the gospel in many cases has been even more nerve-wracking. And that's not an uncommon comment. And you know why? Because the enemy that he had in Afghanistan, that's on that horizontal plane. The enemy we have when we're doing this is the unseen enemy, and he does not want you to be doing this at all. But there's many stories where God uses, like I was talking to Michael LaRose over here, you know, he hands out these, you know, these Gideon Bibles. You know, there's been many, many cases where someone will take a Gideon Bible, they'll take one of these, and they'll put it on the shelf, and then later on, they'll, you know, there'll be something that goes on in their life, and they'll take it off the shelf, and they'll read it. And God will use a couple pieces of paper to change a guy's life. And there's so many stories of that. So don't ever feel like, well, is this going to do any good? So we don't know. And like it's many of you have heard, I was in sales, okay, my whole career, and in order to get paid, I had to close the deal, you know, and then I had to wait to make sure, you know, I got examined and doing this and did that before I'd ever get a commission. And it goes, in doing the business, like Craig talked about last night, in Luke 19, to do go out and do the business, in doing this business, all we have to do is show up, and we don't have to close it, because who closes it? Yeah, the Lord closes it. So we just show up, and we get our commission for just showing up. So anyway, we get paid for showing up. doesn't even get any better than that. This is good stuff.